Testivity Audio Course, Module 6, Term Life Insurance.
While there may seem to be an endless variety of life insurance products, the fact is there are only two basic forms of life insurance. Over the years, insurers have developed variations of these two forms so that today there is a life insurance product suited to meet just about any life insurance need. Life insurance is provided through either a term policy or a permanent or whole life policy. All life insurance policies, no matter how intimidating their names, are term, whole life, or a combination of the two. Term insurance provides pure life insurance protection and is designed to be used for a limited period of time, or a term. Term insurance is used to meet temporary insurance needs. Because it is less expensive than permanent insurance, it may be the best option in many situations. There is no cash accumulation in a term policy. When a term policy expires, the policy owner can expect no financial return from it. Because there is no savings element or cash accumulation in term policies, premiums in the younger years of a policy owner's life are low in comparison to a whole life policy. However, term insurance premium rates rise each time the policy is renewed. At advanced ages, term insurance rates can be much higher than the rates for a whole life policy, assuming both policies were purchased at a younger age. Term insurance rates basically reflect the mortality charge. A person's mortality increases with age, and so do term premiums. Term insurance is appropriate when a person has a short-term or temporary need for insurance. Term insurance is also appropriate when the insured has a decreasing need for life insurance, has a need for life insurance but has budgetary constraints, or wants to protect his or her future insurability. All term policies are issued with a stated termination date. That date may be specified in a number of years or to a stated age. Term policies may be issued for a period as short as 1 year, known as annual renewable term. Term policies that have a renewability feature allow the policy owner to renew the policy at the end of the term without providing evidence of insurability. For this reason, a renewable term policy is more expensive than a non-renewable policy. This renewability feature has value, especially in 20 or 30 year policies. There is always the risk that the policy owner's health deteriorates, making him or her uninsurable. When a policy is renewed, the new premium rate is based on attained age of the insured at time of renewal. Level premium term insurance maintains a level face amount and level premiums during the policy's lifetime. Level term insurance is appropriate for insurance needs in which the amount of required insurance remains level, but for only a limited period of time. For example, it is ideal for a parent who wants to provide extra financial protection while his or her children live at home, but will not need the extra protection when the children are mature and leave home. Convertibility is a feature that may be added to a term policy, which gives the policy owner the right to convert the term policy to a whole life policy without providing evidence of insurability. With decreasing term insurance, the premium remains level, but the death benefit decreases each year. The most common use of decreasing term insurance is with mortgages and loans. As the loan balance decreases, so does the need for protection. The use of decreasing term insurance to cover a debt is the basic principle behind credit life insurance. Written on the life of the debtor, the coverage may be individual or group, but it is usually written on a group basis. Proceeds are payable to the creditor to extinguish a debt, often sold by car dealers, banks, and other creditors. The maximum policy period cannot exceed the life of the loan, and the policy benefit cannot exceed the amount owed. If the loan is paid off early, excess premiums are refunded to the policy owner.